Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, good morning. We are Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Just got this from a listener. My son proposed to his fiance about 6 months ago.
Oh, cute.
And she said yes.
Oh.
They're super happy. We love her family too. And we just found out today that another girl is in love with him.
Oh, uh-oh.
And plans to propose next week.
What? This is not good.
Should I say anything?
Oh, man, that's a tough position.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what you should do.
Oh, and also, he's four, and they're all four.
You scared me. I was like, man, mama's in an awkward position.
No kidding.
We have got to take sides on this one.
So we have the four-year-old romance going on.
So cute.
Love to see what mom does in this scenario.
It reminds me of when my son came home from school one day talking about this girl in class. Mom, she's so pretty.
Oh,
Mom, I just think I like her a lot. I want to ask her to be my girlfriend.
Oh.
Would you go shopping with... He actually asked me to go to Target shopping with him to get a card and a little stuffed animal.
Now, how old was Brad at the time?
He was a junior in high school.
Oh. That's adorable, though.
It was so cute.
Oh, that's funny.
Cute.
All right, so I'm sure you have a story about romance if you happen to have children. Or maybe this was you at 4 years old proposing.
Oh, goodness.
I was ready to take sides on
that. Yeah, me too. Yeah. I was getting fired up.
All right, yeah, give us a call. 888-888-9976. Our fundraiser is about to start soon. This is where, if God lays it on your heart, you possibly go, okay, I'm going to help give to keep the radio station on the air. Maybe you didn't know this, but Family Life Radio is listener supported. Andrea is with us now. You gave earlier. What's your story? How come you gave?
I appreciate you guys being on the radio, and I love listening to you and talking to you because it just brings God that much further into my life. So thank you.
That was a powerful statement. It brings God that much closer into your life.
Yes.
So you feel like the station does that?
It does. And it's a combination of the songs that you play. They speak into my life at the right time. So thank you.
Well, thank you for calling and thank you for giving. And like we said, we're listener supported and encouraging not only you and your family, but reaching out to others who need God's hope and love every day. And when you give, that's exactly what you're doing.
You're making a difference right now. Our spring fundraiser, well, it's just around the corner. And to get off to a strong start, you are needed, vital, to be one of the 300 people to give a dollar a day, $30 a month, or a gift of $360, making all the difference. If you can give that leadership gift of $1,000 or more while standing in the gap for so many others who so desperately need this message, you're helping someone who is unable to give right now.
And this is really fun. I know it's not why you give, but it's a nice little bonus because you become an instant finalist for a weekend for two in Nashville to attend the premiere of the new For King and Country movie, Unsung Hero. And as a matter of fact, every day we're going to be giving tickets to see it in a theater near you. So a couple of ways that you could win tickets there.
Yeah. Every day we're going to do that pretty soon here. Pull a name. Someone's going to win tickets that you can just go locally. But why not win the trip?
Right. That'd be fun.
And you're an instant finalist when we pull your name. So why not call right now or go online? Here's that way to do that. Just go to myflr.org. That's myflr.org. And you decide how much you're going to give. Is it that $30 a month? But maybe that's too much. Whatever God's laid in your heart, this is your time, your moment to help keep Family Life Radio on the air. And listen what you're doing with Andrea.
It just brings God that much further into my life. So thank you.
Isn't that amazing?
Uh-huh.
You're bringing God that much further into people's lives. Isn't that what we want? Not only to keep Family Life Radio on for you and your family, but for those you don't even know. So why not do it right now? Go to myflr.org. That's myflr.org. Oh, wait a second. I need to get the romantic music ready here.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
So we're talking about romance.
Pull it out.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Yes. How about, here we go.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Lovely. Romance is in the air.
Hearts, flowers.
That's right. So this is what happened. My son proposed to his fiance about 6 months ago, and she said yes. We're super happy. We love her family, too. I just found out today that another girl is in love with him and plans to propose next week.
This is trouble.
Should I say anything? Oh, and also, he's 4. They're all 4.
Oh, my goodness. 4 years old.
Pre-K yeah. drama.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Sheila's with us. Good morning. What do you got?
I had a story about a young love.
Oh, fun. Oh.
26 now, but when he was 5 years old, he had a little girl that he fell in love with. He got a ring from one of the little gumball machines. Went up to her father after school and asked for her hand in marriage.
I love it.
That is awesome. So what did her dad do?
He told him, he says, not right now. I want you guys to at least graduate from high school.
Good plan. Awesome.
I have to know how it worked out.
Yeah, right.
Unfortunately, we were military, so we moved.
Oh, you moved away.
To this day, he'll talk about her. And his wife kind of looks at him. He's married now, and she kind of looked at him.
She's a little jealous.
When you take the time to talk to somebody a few minutes, you never really know how much that means to them and how long the impact is going to last. Now, I've mentioned before, maybe you heard it, back in college, I got really angry with God, and I didn't want anything to do with him. And I had a lot of questions. I had a lot of anger. And it was my second summer working at a Christian conference center. And it was interesting because I went back a very different person than I had been the year before. And I remember I worked at the front desk and we were checking some people in, and one of my coworkers said, oh, that's Mr. Charles. He is our Baptist Student Union director at my college. And I went, oh. My job was to deliver messages. And I remember before I went out and took them, I wrote Mr. Charles a note. And I told him, I'm really struggling. I'm mad with God. I have a lot of questions. And I slipped under his door and ran off. And he came by the front desk later that day and said, hey, I got your note. I'm so sorry you're struggling. Would you like to have a conversation? I'm happy to talk to you. And after my shift, we went upstairs and he talked to me for about an hour and prayed with me. And it would be another 13 years before I came back to God. It didn't fix everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I never forgot his kindness. I really never forgot his lack of judgment. I really expected him to think that I was a terrible person. He didn't do any of that. And he kept in touch with me for a few years. He would periodically, like old school, write me a letter and check in. Well, I was able to find his wife on Facebook just a couple of days ago. And I sent her a message and I said, I hope that you're who I think you are. If so, and I, explained what went down with her husband, the conversation that he had with me back in 1996. And she wrote back, he remembers you and would love to reconnect. And so I emailed him and he was like super excited to hear that I'm working in Christian radio and just like the turnaround that I had. And he said, it's really neat because it's watching a prayer that I prayed then, like seeing the conclusion, the answer, because I prayed for you and look at where you are.
That is so neat. Love that. Have you ever thought about this? Candy flavors.
Oh.
Somebody sent this to us. One day, a dude was like, this is blue raspberry flavor. And we said, raspberries aren't blue. And he said, well, this is what they would taste like if they were. It is kind of interesting. Why do we have blue raspberry?
I don't know.
I've never seen a blue raspberry.
Yeah.
Once.
I think about all the candy flavors that don't translate to the real flavors, though, and we just grow up accepting that. Banana comes to mind.
Oh, bananas.
It doesn't taste anything like a real banana at all.
Fake banana tastes nothing at all. You're right, 100%.
If it's possible, it tastes worse than a real banana.
Sally is anti-banana.
She does not like, you don't like bananas. I love fake banana. Yeah. In fact,
I do too.
I like fake banana better than regular banana.
Oh, I like them both. But they don't taste anything alike. Watermelon candy? Doesn't taste like a watermelon?
No.
No, but it does taste good.
It is good.
Yeah. There's fake grape, which I love fake grape.
Grape tastes purple. Like grape candy. It just tastes purple. That's the only way I know how to describe
Misty
it.
Misty is tasting colors. Maybe you've got a cup of coffee right now, and if someone came along and bumped into you or shakes your arm, and you spill your coffee everywhere.
Uh-oh.
Why did you spill the coffee? Well, because somebody bumped into you, right?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, true. But you spilled the coffee because there was coffee in your cup.
Oh.
Had there been tea in there, probably would have spilled the tea.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, yeah.
So whatever is inside the cup is what spills out. So when life shakes us all, you know, whoever is inside of us comes out, right?
You were about to make a turn there.
Have you noticed how it's easy to kind of fake things until you're really rattled and then what really is in there comes out? So
everywhere.
Yeah. Mm. I saw this and I was like, well, okay, I'm going to make sure that what is in my cup? Mm. When life gets tough, what squirts out there?
Yeah.
You know? When you get squeezed, what do people see?
Mm.
Happiness, joy, gratitude, peace, humility? Or is it angerness?
Oh,
is it grumpiness?
I was about to say, I'm really bad about like shoving things down when they bother me.
Yeah.
And then that's what happens when I get rattled. I react disproportionately in anger sometimes.
Some of us are classic overreactors.
There is that too.
Raise your hand if that's you.
You calling me a drama llama?
No, a drama llama. So I'm curious, if you know that's you, how have you been able to get the right stuff coming out of you? How have you been able to, you know, with the abundance of the heart, whatever's in there, the mouth speaks.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder, how have you been able to overcome that? Love to know. 888-888-9976. For me, it's proximity with God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not so much that he's far away, but where am I with him?
Good point.
A lot of times I just clam up, which on the outside looks good, but it's spilling the tea and the coffee and whatever else is in my cup on the inside.
Oh, you're
not sure it's any better.
You messed up your own shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Family Life Radio, it's time for that good news of the day.
It's good news. Ain't it good for your soul? Some good news. Oh.
Be thinking about what your good news is and then call us at 888-888-9976. Your husband finds out he needs a kidney. And by the way, leading up to this, how long was this, was he in failure?
He was seeing a urologist ever since he got hit by a car from childhood. But it didn't start turning into that kind of a dire strait until we had been married and had our children. And then it happened pretty quick. Mm. We went from the urologist to a nephrologist, and the nephrologist said, you need to be down to U of M.
Mm.
And we went down there, and all that was just God working too, because the team took one look at my husband and said, we usually meet and see who's going to get in the next loop of surgery, but we're telling you right now, you're next. You're healthy right now, but we know you need a kidney as soon as possible.
I didn't know that a car accident would affect your kidneys. I'm ignorant of that. That's interesting.
It was kind of a compound of several different things, but the people that came forward, friends, neighbors, family members that went in and got tested. My brother kept saying, you don't need to test all these people because I'm telling you, I'm the one.
Wow.
That's what I'm called to do.
Was it like immediately, it's like God told him?
Yes.
That's just amazing.
That's what he said. Soon as we came home from the doctor's appointment and told our family members first, my brother said, I'm in.
Wow.
And I said, what? And he said, I'm in. I'm telling you. And I said, well, there's tests and stuff that you got to go through. And he said, I'm telling you that I went through the biggest test there is, and that's God telling me you're it.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that you got to be like one in a million.
Well, you know what? There's times that you know, that you know, that you know, and there's only the only way that that comes, that I guess that's a supernatural knowing on the inside, that comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way that, I mean, that's a beyond a shadow of a doubt type thing. That's him.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Aw. Well, thanks for sharing the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a great day.
DeVarius is with us from Chattanooga, Tennessee. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was listening to the radio station and it impacted literally tremendously. And I just wanted to say to anybody out there listening, keep going, keep trying, like, keep your faith in the Lord. And, you know, just keep listening to the radio station. It's a lot that I know the Lord is doing, and he used y'all to do it.
Wow.
You know, like, I just want to encourage other people out there listening. I want to let them know, like, it's not too late for y'all. I thought it was over with me. And coming back in the car listening to y'all radio station, it brought me to tears. I'm like, man, I got to call in this thing. I can't be scared.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is so beautiful.
Yeah, I want to say y'all really have blessed me. Y'all really have. And I thank y'all so much.
Oh, well, you know what? We're thankful to those that give to keep the ministry on the radio. But, man, we are so thrilled for what God is doing in your life. Man, it's exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad I was actually able to talk to y'all, too, because y'all like famous to me now because I hear y'all so much. You know, I just like to share what positive impact this radio station has been in my life.
Well, you made an impact on us today. Really appreciate you calling in and sharing your heart. That's, man, what a beautiful story.
Thank you. And I'll be looking forward to donating from now on, I promise. Like, we got to keep y'all on the station.
Oh.
And we got, y'all are life changers. Y'all are impact. And if anybody listening, literally, they did not make me call. I'm random, you know. I'm kind of, you can hear the nervousness in my voice. Literally, like, this, y'all have impacted my life, and I thank y'all so much.
Oh, man. Thanks for calling in, DeVarius. Random DeVarius this morning. Just think, Family Life Radio has completely changed his life. You know, maybe God's done a work in your life through Family Life Radio. Like I said, we only stay on the air if new people hop on board and start giving, and we're listener supported. This is how we stay on the radio.
Absolutely. And you know, our spring fundraiser is coming up pretty quickly here. We would love to get off to a strong start. So you're needed to be one of 300 people to do just $1 a day. Think about the impact you can have with $30 a month. If you want to do it all at once, that's fine. A gift of $360. Maybe you could do that leadership gift, $1,000 or more. And not only are you keeping Family Life Radio on the air, you're really helping somebody who needs the message they come here every day for, but maybe they're not in a position to give.
And wait, there's more. As if that's not enough. I love hearing that comment. You could also become an instant finalist for a weekend for two in Nashville to attend the premiere of the new For King and Country movie, Unsung Hero. That's so exciting. Plus, every day this week, you could win tickets to see it in a theater near you. How cool.
All right, let's do this. Speaking of those tickets, let's pull a name.
Ooh, okay.
All right. Edie Brown from Forsyth, Georgia.
Ooh,
congratulations.
Yay.
And Vera from Ottawa, Tennessee. You,
oh, cool.
Both of you have got tickets to go see that movie at a local theater when it comes out, but you're also an instant finalist to win that trip to Nashville. Hey, you want to win? We're pulling names for just to go see the movie every single day. So why not? I know this isn't why you're giving. Maybe it's a reason to do it right now. What would God have you do? What would God have you give? Just go to myflr.org Maybe like, I'm not near a computer. Just go to your, go to the website. Go to myflr.org on your phone. Or you can open the app and you can give that way too. Myflr.org and give today. Just $30 a month to keep Family Life Radio on the air. But whatever God's laid in your heart to give, this is your time. This is your moment. Do it right now. MyFLR.org. And thank you for hopping on board this morning to keep your station on the air for 2024. So that means, was it 4 years ago?
What?
2020 happened. The pandemic happened. Guys, I think it was close to this week when we all went home.
It was.
It was like last year.
Yeah.
It's so strange. Yeah. In some ways, it feels like it happened yesterday. And in some ways, it feels like it was 20 years ago. It's very strange. Mm-hmm.
And have you recovered socially? Because we've had to, I mean, we were told not to do that.
Yeah. No, I have not.
So, Misty, you haven't.
I experience a level of social anxiety in groups of people that I did not experience prior to the pandemic. Like, I mean, even it was to take work functions, for example, we all get together and celebrate something and I get so anxious, even though these are people I know and love and see every day. But combined in a group, I get very overwhelmed and I want to hide under my desk. I can't do it.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm back to where I was, but I think I'm still have issues with large groups of people that I didn't before. So how about you? 888-9976. Are you back to where you used to be? Well, this is cool. Max Lucado came out with a new children's book, and it's called Just In Case You Ever Feel Alone. And it's talking to kids about loneliness, but we also talked to him about how children had to deal with the whole pandemic. And this is what he had to say.
Now think the toll that this has taken, especially among our young people, where anxiety levels are higher than they have ever been and leading to decisions that are so distressing and disturbing. In order to overcome this loneliness or this feeling of isolation, the solution is the good old-fashioned attempts to sit down with people and have good heart-to-heart conversations. There's no replacement for that. There's no other tool except connecting with people face to face and having heart to heart conversations. I do think that those years of isolation and quarantine interrupted that natural ability that many people have to do that. And when people, if they could attend a church, were told not to touch anyone at church, not to shake a hand or give a hug, or even to sit close to someone, it did something to us. It did something. And it's going to take a while for us to recover. But every tool at our disposal is available through the Holy Spirit. And he can do in just a moment what the best therapist could not do in several sessions.
That's true. So it sounds like we just got to get out there. Whether you want to you have to force yourself.
Step out of your comfort
zone. To be social. Yes, exactly.
Does that mean you're not going to slip me a piece of cake under my desk anymore when we're celebrating something?
Right. Exactly. We all have dogs in the studio. I don't know if you have a dog. Maybe you're like Sally and Misty and you've got rescues that you have at home. And you could appreciate this. Somebody put this ad out there. I don't know if this was on Facebook or if it was on Craigslist or whatever.
Yeah.
This is what it said. This is Eddie. Eddie is a jerk.
Okay.
Eddie hates other dogs. He's 17 pounds and could take on a Rottweiler and win.
Wow.
If Eddie had an accent, it sounded like he was from the Bronx. Wearing a wife beater t-shirt on top of that and a tattoo that says mom on his arm. If you got into a bar fight with Eddie, Eddie would back you up and take on all five guys. And put his cigarette out on their forehead and not spill a drop of his drink while doing it.
Take Eddie home.
Yeah. So if you think you are man enough to adopt him, please be our guest.
There you go.
We want Eddie out of here because he scares our big dogs.
And guess what? After sitting in the shelter for months, he was adopted the next day after this went up.
Is that amazing or what?
Funny.
I think that's hilarious.
I love that.
I think it came to the throwdown.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think you are man enough?
Right? I love that they're getting creative with these rescue ads. That just makes my heart happy.
It's just so funny. I love it.
Family Life Radio, we're Kenkel, Fritz, and friends, and it's time for the Joy Report.
I got joy, joy, joy.
So what's bringing you joy? Give us a call at 888-888-9976.
So I was a single mom in nursing school, and it took me about 7 years to finish because I could only take a couple classes at a time. A new grad nurse in a hospital, you have like an orientation for a couple of months, right? And my very first patient that I took care of like on my own, my very first patient that I had, ooh, I'm trying to get emotional. Because being a nurse is what God's calling on my life was to be. My very, very first patient looked at me towards the end of that one shift and he said, "Are you a Christian? Are you a Jesus follower?" And I said, "I am." And he looked at me and he said, "I can tell."
Oh, wow.
And I wanted that to be like that, my care for people, that is my ministry to others, and I want to know and make sure that they see Jesus in my care for them.
Wow.
Always stuck with me.
Yes.
I don't think there is any greater compliment than someone to just out of the blue go, "I can tell you're a Christian."
Yeah.
That's happened to my mom. I remember in a grocery store with my mom as a little kid, someone walked up to her and said, "You're a Christian, aren't you?" "Well, yes, I am." I thought, well, that's kind of cool.
It has stuck with me, and it's how I do my nursing care. I hope that people can see that my care for them comes from Him within me.
Amen. That's good. Well, thank you for sharing.
You are welcome. I'm so grateful for y'all.
Oh,
thank you.
We are grateful for you and what you're doing right there in your community. That's
Absolutely amazing.
No, thank you. You guys have a great, wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Danielle is with us. What's on your mind?
I didn't find Family Life Radio until 3 months ago, and that's when I found God again. So that's the point that I'm trying to get to, I guess, is that Family Life Radio has helped us out. It made me want to call and tell you guys thank you.
Oh, wow.
Because I mean, it really brought me back to God.
Family Life Radio brought you back to God.
I did find God again. And this is just 3 months ago. And in just these 3 months, I am such a different person. I'm at a Bible study. I go to church every Sunday. I the relationship I have with God, I can lean on Him. I trust Him.
Wow.
Even more than I ever have. And this is coming from someone who used to say, has actually spoken the words, "I hate you," to the very Lord that I now love more than anything.
What a change.
Yeah.
Man.
It's incredible. You know, as soon as we are in a position, you bet we will do everything we can to help.
Wow. She hated God. Turns on Family Life Radio, brought her back to Him. That's crazy, guys.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's
what a
miracle, really.
Yes.
If you think about the hope that's going out through this signal.
I know. It's mind-blowing. Well, maybe you didn't know this, but Family Life Radio is listener-supported. And not only is this radio station encouraging not only you and your family, but reaching out to others who need God's hope and love every day, just like Danielle. So when you're giving, you're helping someone like her.
Just imagine being a hope deliverer today. Our spring fundraiser, well, it's just right around the corner. And to get off to a strong start, you are vital. To be one of the 300 people to give $1 a day, $30 a month, imagine the power that you could have. A gift of $360, either way, you're delivering that message of hope. And if you can give a gift, a leadership gift of $1,000 or more, while you're standing in the gap for so many more, you're helping someone who is unable to give right now.
You also, I think this is super fun, become an instant finalist for a weekend for two in Nashville to go see the new For King and Country movie, Unsung Hero, the big premiere of that. And then on top of that, every day this week, you could just win tickets to go see it in your town. So you have opportunities to do that as well.
Allison Johnson, we just pulled your name.
Woo-hoo!
Someone else that just won. We have tons of these tickets to give away and might as well win a pair of tickets to see this movie. And then, hey, When we pull your name, you're an instant finalist to go to the show itself in Nashville. Wouldn't that be cool?
So cool.
Hang out with For King and Country. Someone's going to win it. Might as well be you. I know that's not why you're giving, but why not pick up the phone? Do it right now at 888-888-9976. You can give online at myflr.org. But this is where Danielle was in her life. Listen to this. This is really mind-blowing, the change.
He used to say, has actually spoken the words, I hate you, to the very Lord that I now love.
Used to say, I hate you, to God, but now she says this.
It really brought me back to God.
Family Life Radio brought her back to God. What a difference. Will you be the very next person to call in right now? 888-888-9976. That's 888-888-9976 or online at myflr.org. Just being real with you, it's been really slow. Really need three more people to hop on board at that $30 month level or whatever God's laid in your heart. Make this be your moment. So here's how you do it online.
MyFLR.org.
Or call this number right now.
888-888-9976.
And thank you. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.